More seniors and people with disabilities are choosing to stay in their homes, and home health aides are vital to providing them basic assistance. They help with tasks like housekeeping, shopping, and bathing. The profession is projected to be one of the fastest growing nationally in the next decade. But SideFX Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports recruiting and retaining these workers is getting more challenging.
A lot has changed in Jonathan Miller's life in the past decade, but one thing that's remained consistent is his home. The two-bedroom ranch-style brick house in West Des Moines, Iowa, is filled with Jonathan's art, photos, puzzles, and a lot of University of Iowa gear. He's a big Hawkeyes fan.
Literally everything that you see has come after cancer, where he's collected what he wants, and that's why this is his house.
That's Jonathan's father, Don Miller. He explained Jonathan bought the house in 2007. For 3 years, his son put a lot of work into the fixer-upper. Then, in 2010, he suffered a major stroke. He was 25. The cause was advanced testicular cancer. A year of aggressive therapy saved Jonathan's life against all odds. Don says the whole experience left his son severely brain damaged. As Jonathan chats beside him, Don explains he's legally blind and has difficulty speaking, hearing, and walking.
He can't stand without someone supporting him and guarding him and guiding him, helping him transition into a wheelchair or getting around.
For Jonathan, leaving his home has always been out of the question. Don says this loudly in front of his son, so he can hear.
John's biggest single goal has always been to get to stay in his house.
Don lowers his voice when he starts to talk about how difficult this has become recently. All of the home health agencies responsible for his son's care are understaffed. It means Don and his wife, Lori, are frequently rushing over to his house, often on short notice, when there's no one available. Don says they're starting to think the unthinkable.
It put us to the spot where we were and are looking at alternatives that would take him out of the home. And it's the one thing that he wants.
The main reason for the shortage of home health aides comes down to money. Connie Corcoran is a home health aide who works in central Iowa for an agency run by a hospital. She loves her job.
These people are so appreciative of what you do for them. It keeps them in their home, bottom line.
But Corcoran says it took her 2 decades to start earning $17 an hour. This is the main reason she says she sees so many aides quit.
You can drive by McDonald's and see on their sign what they're offering. And if you have been in direct care for several years and you're not even making that, it makes you feel terrible.
Stephen McCall is a data and policy analyst with PHI, a group that advocates for direct care workers. He says home health aides often don't have any career path, allowing them to move up into other related positions.
That means that their skills that they're developing over time, providing services to older adults and people with disabilities, often go unrecognized and unrewarded.
Recently, some states like Indiana, Iowa, and Minnesota have passed or proposed bills to fund more resources for home health care or increase Medicaid reimbursement rates. The Biden administration has proposed putting billions towards home health care. But Rachel Werner says she doesn't think this is even close enough to the resources needed to tackle this workforce shortage. Werner is a professor of healthcare management and economics at the University of Pennsylvania.
And it's not clear to me that the country is ready to make that commitment to invest in the long-term care infrastructure. But I think that's a big part of what it would take.
Werner says on top of this, there needs to be a shift culturally in the way society views and values the work of home health care aides. She says that will be even harder to accomplish. Natalie Krebs, SideFX Public Media.